Next, we report on the bottom line in a sale. You want to know just how much something costs, but not all retailers want to tell you right away.
If you're buying plane tickets online, it's all about the price. Show up in a jewelry store and everything's different.
When you see something in the window, the price tags are commonly hidden or turned upside down, which is not an accident. Here's Stacey Vanek-Smith of NPR's Planet Money team.
When Tara Silberberg was a little girl, she helped out a lot at her parents' jewelry store in Brooklyn.
We used to have to handwrite all those price tags, and oh my God, I had such good handwriting too, just like teeny tiny, like minuscule little handwriting.
Not that most customers would see it. Like in most jewelry stores, the price tags at the clay pot were tucked away behind all the gold and silver. 40 years later, Silberberg runs the store, and the price tags work the same way. If you're looking around, you have to guess how much something costs. You basically end up playing a kind of jewelry store version of The Price is Right.
Well, let's see. Let me find something that I really like.
I spotted a silver necklace that looked affordable.
So what kind of stone is that? Is that a diamond or is that...
That's a white topaz.
Okay, so I'm going to guess that that's like 110?
Up. Go up.
Can you imagine doing this with sweaters at the Gap? This game is not played outside of jewelry stores. But Silberberg says there's a good reason for this. In any jewelry store, there is a huge range of prices. She points to a couple items she has displayed in her shop window.
There's so many things in this cabinet that all cost completely different amounts of money. That specific pair of earrings is like $80, and the ones next to them are $2,000.
Hiding the price tags keeps you from spooking the customers.
And I see people, like, they'll just wander right to the back to the very expensive section and see one piece that costs, like, $3,000, and they'll just go, oh, this is crazy. I can't, and then they'll just walk right out.
Without a price tag, if you see something you like, you have to ask about it before you bolt. Which brings us to the second reason jewelry stores like this. Rafi Muhammad is a pricing consultant.
They want the opportunity to take the jewelry out of the case and really explain the subjective value to consumers so they'll understand it and pay a premium for it.
The subjective value, aka the story. It's actually the most valuable aspect of a lot of jewelry. Take that topaz necklace, the one that's not $110.
$150? That one's $4.
Oh, okay. So
that's one of the designers, like a Brooklyn designer who I've known forever, Lisa Jenks, who's really an iconic designer, right?
You see how easily Silberberg slipped into the story? And the next thing you know, she's comparing the necklace to a car.
It's like a Tesla. When you look at that necklace,
the price Silberberg gave me was 4 times more than I thought it would be. But before the shock had a chance to set in, I find out the designer is an icon, the quality is exceptional. This isn't a necklace, it's a Tesla. $400 is a really good price to pay for a Tesla. You see, this is what happens without price tags. Suddenly, it's not about a number, it's about emotion. Mike Lynn teaches this technique at the Cornell Hotel School.
By asking what's the price of this, I've indicated to the salesperson that I'm interested in that item. They turn the price over, and then if I reject the item, it looks as though it's too expensive for me, that I'm not as wealthy or generous as I might want to appear.
These techniques have worked for jewelry stores forever, but these days people have a lower tolerance for it. I ran into Nancy Kempf at the Clay Pot. She was actually at the store yesterday trying to get some earrings for her daughter-in-law.
And the lady for the jewelry store was in the back, and I didn't want to bother. I didn't know what the price was, and so I did leave. I'm back again, and I bought it.
Owner Tara Silberberg did not like this story. But she's also noticed more customers coming in with internet pricing research in hand.
With pictures on their smartphones, and they've already pre-shopped, and they know exactly what they're looking for.
And exactly how much it costs. It's hard for any business these days to profit off of keeping information from customers. And Silberberg knows this. She's about to open a new location in Manhattan, and she's thinking about changing her approach, putting price tags on some of the more moderately priced items in the window. But just in the window. Once customers are in the store, if they want to know a price, they are going to hear the story. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.